going on, Tom? Dominique, Dominique. What's going on this morning?
Ooh, they're so upset.
I mean,
I'm gonna sit over here and pout.
Don't pout. It's not good.
That's not a good look on you, Charlene.
Not a good look.
I'm pouting, player. I'm pouting.
How you gonna pout? You just told Anderson stop pouting. Now you gonna sit up there and pout?
Told him dancing was good for him. Come on.
Yeah.
He ain't been to work in 5 days.
Five days. He better get on up. Sometimes you gotta shake it off.
So in case you don't know what we're talking about, Anderson Cooper from CNN. Caught his boyfriend kissing another man.
They were on vacation in Croatia together, and the pictures came out last week while they were on vacation, and the boyfriend hadn't been seen since, and his friends have come over to Croatia to be with
him. To man dance.
Yeah, well, in a sense, yeah. Andy Cohen from Bravo was one of his boyfriends who came over. To be well, yeah.
What about Justin Bieber's brother on MSNBC? Is he going down there?
That is not a man. That's Rachel Maddow.
Oh, that's a lady.
Justin, don't worry about it. Join the crowd. They cheat, Anderson.
Justin Bieber's
brother.
Justin Bieber's brother.
She has a similar haircut. Have you seen Rachel's haircut lately?
I haven't seen. I saw the old cut.
That station is so interesting to me because you have Rachel Maddow, who has a distinctive look. Reverend Al, who has a distinctive look, which is disappearing minute by minute. He's
nothing but
so
heads.
I mean, I'm trying to.
Day by day, man.
Oh, my gosh.
He's lost so much weight.
I'm worried.
Yeah, he looks like a bobblehead.
Yeah,
a bobblehead with a nice perm.
Of his head, it'll bobble.
Really, and good posture. And he has excellent posture.
Yeah.
Anderson, it'll be all right. Go back to work though. You need a job.
All right. Speaking of need a job, Chad Ochocinco says he wants to get back with Evelyn Lozada.
Mm-hmm. He loves her to death.
Loves her to death. Wants to get back.
That was the problem, loving her to death. Got him.
Evelyn, stay where you are.
Yeah, he needs to go ahead and take several seats, as Tamar would say. It's over, Chad.
Two broke people deserve each other.
Yeah. he got other stuff to worry about besides his woman. He unemployed. He needs
and so is she.
Yeah.
They lost their VH1.
They lost
she got a. She got a nice little money maker going for herself. She a rebound, so. Yeah, she can put that money maker to work. Chad, he need to go somewhere, reevaluate life.
You think she can still pull?
Probably.
You know what? There are people out there, Tom.
There are a lot of people out there just for the sake of, no question about it, Tom. She'll be
just bragging rights?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. But Chad, he need to go somewhere, train, and figure out if he can be a trainer for somebody. Quit crying. Quit calling that lady. It's over.
I say that another team is coming after him, Dominique.
Yeah, I say she'll go back with him.
And you know what?
They sometimes often go back to their abusers. They do.
I think this is footage for another television show.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think she's going back.
I don't know.
No, they blackballed together. She's going to go somewhere else. I don't know.
I don't think
she's going. He's talking about he between a rock and a hard place. No, you under the rock. You're not between. You up under the rock, Jay.
Okay, soon we're
going to go somewhere and sit down and be quiet. Just hush for a minute.
Okay. Halle Berry's in court trying to get custody of her child.
She wants to move to France.
She wants the child to move with her to France.
Halle Berry gone crazy name. I mean, she just being vindictive. She going to take the man's child to France. And look, the excuse is paparazzi, Tom.
Yeah, that's her excuse.
It's a lot of other places she can go in America. When she can go to Utah, and won't have to worry about paparazzi. Utah don't come to paparazzi. You can't just take that man's daughter to France, Halle. I mean, it's not like he can fly to France every other weekend. I said Halle Berry crazy.
There are places she could go without the paparazzi. You're absolutely right.
I mean, Gabrielle, he understands.
You don't have to live in Los Angeles, the home of paparazzi.
I mean, I was in Columbia, South Carolina all weekend.
You didn't see no paparazzi.
No paparazzi. I went out to Piggly Wiggly just as free talk. I didn't see nothing that looked like, it's places. Fresno, Kalamazoo, Michigan. I can give her a list.
You was all up and down Two Knot Road.
All up and down Two Knot Road.
No, nobody.
Hey, I seen liver pudding, but I ain't seen no Papa Roach.
All that.
Cracker Barrel, all that. Ain't seen nobody. She can get real on the low.
You was over at Bilo's.
All that. Jack, she can be really, really low if she want to be.
You over there about leaving funeral home by the township? Nothing.
I mean, went down to Holly Hill, all that. They got a lot of places in Holly Hill. Wooded areas and everything she could take to man. But Franz Halle Berry, don't do that man like that. And Gabrielle Aubrey, he know it too, because if she take his daughter to Franz, Liam Neeson going to have to find his daughter, because she going to sure enough be taken.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
You got him.
Take that man's daughter all the way over to Franz. I said, she just being mean now. She said, well, if it won't work here, didn't it pay Papa Rossi to testify for it all? Papa Rossi said, yeah, we are driving her crazy. Come on, Adam. You can't take that man's daughter, all these places in the world without Papa Rossi. They bothering me. And then the thing she not telling you is in Hollywood, yeah, she go to the places where she know they gonna find her. She go, look, Tom, she going to the superstar celebrity grocery store. Why you shopping there? If you don't want Papa Rossi to see you, why would you go on Sunset and go shopping in Hollywood? Some stuff don't make sense. Hey, I'm scared of them. They following me. You can really duck Papa Rossi.
None of that Lake City. Won't nobody bother
you? No, won't nobody bother her.
All right, Dominique. Have a good weekend. We talk to y'all Monday.